Hey everyone, how are you doing today? Thank you so much for joining us once again on Solutions with Anna Donahue and my very special friend and guest, Melanie James. Last week's show was powerful. We closed last week's show, and I don't take this for granted, Melanie. It's as if the cloud of God just descended. You know how I know? I don't want to stop.
Right.
Or I want to stop and just sit.
In awe.
In awe. Mm-hmm. And just enjoy the atmosphere. And I sure hope you guys felt that out there. Always go back. Always rewind. Podcast listeners, we've got a strong podcast audience. Great. Hello to you. Always go back and listen. Binge watch. Binge listen. It's really worth it. Yeah. So today, Melanie, look, we started on the armor of God. We spent show number one. We did the belt. Melanie did an incredible job on the belt of truth. You got to know that. You got to know that. I then talked about the breastplate of righteousness. So today, we pick it up with the shoes. The gospel shoes of peace that this Roman soldier... It was really neat because Melanie was talking about how Paul sat in that Roman prison. And he, would you say, Melanie, he eyeballed the way...
He observed. Right.
2 years sitting in that prison.
Yes.
Observed the way a Roman prisoner was dressed. And he then puts this armor of God from the Roman prison to our spiritual lives. The Roman soldier wore a very distinctive shoe in battle. I don't know how you pronounce this, but it's C-A-L-I-G-A. How would you pronounce that, Melanie?
Caliga.
Caliga.
Mm-hmm.
A strong sandal-type shoe had a sole studded with nails. This is this Roman guy's shoe, studded with nails, which pierced the ground and provided tremendous stability. So I guess if you're out to war, I guess if you're in the fields, you've got to get that stability, talking about shoes, gospel shoes, hang with me. To add to this illustration, Paul used this word, Melanie, oh my goodness. I'll put it on the screen, but H-E-T-O-I-M-A-Z-O. These are Greek.
Hetoimazo.
There you go. Which the King James Version translates as preparation, talking about this Roman soldier. He's in his belt of truth. He's got a breastplate of righteousness on, and now he's decked out in these shoes with these nails that keep him stable. How does this apply to us? Good news, shoes of peace, we used to say.
Right.
It's as best translated as he would be established. He would have a firm foundation with these shoes on.
Very grounded.
I love that. Very grounded. As a caliga provided a firm foundation for that Roman soldier, we are established, here we go, and have a firm foundation in the gospel of peace. This is huge. Hey, folks, literally, I don't have time to go into it, but I have a book called Power, Love, and a Sound Mind. I wrote that because three decades ago, talking about peace, my thing would be how many of us want peace? But 3 decades ago, you'll see in the first chapter that I had a nurse friend who said to me, Annabee, you're having an anxiety attack. And I said, anxiety? What is anxiety? I didn't know my truth yet. I didn't know that God provided peace for me. Not just peace with God, which he did through Christ.
Right.
I have peace with my Father now because I'm saved. I'm his daughter. But also peace of mind. I have peace. I have peace with my brother, with my sister. The shoes, according to Paul, when he looked at that Roman soldier, said he's wearing these shoes that keep him stable. The peace of God keeps you stable, not full of that anxiety that I fought.
Right.
And it was your advice, and I got into the... Melanie, I keep doing this because this is truth. I got into the truth of the Word of God to make sure I was stable. Every time the anxiety would hit me, I'd plow that Word of God and it started to work. My nails of my shoes right. went into that ground, and I became stable.
And rooted.
And rooted.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Let me read a couple more things, and then we're going to go to the next piece of armor, and Melanie's going to take up the shield of faith. Hang on. This is what this author says. The gospel of peace. It's the peace of God. It settles you. It strengthens you. The peace of God. It stabilizes you. Also, Paul uses this lingo. He says, shod, meaning cover entirely with the peace of God. He then says, you have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Peace between Jew and Gentile. Peace in believing, which causes hope. Peace in the Holy Ghost. You're unified with the bond of peace. This is all those shoes. I wish I could hold one up. But you get the idea that the nails going into the ground, firm foundation, peace is a part of who we are. You'll go out with joy, be led forth with peace. God's peace will be the compass of your life when you wear these shoes of peace. You've ever heard that phrase? I'm going to turn it to you in a minute. Let peace be your barometer.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I got anxiety about it. Then you don't have peace about it. You don't move until you
do. That's right.
Would you say that, Melanie?
Absolutely.
Anything else on peace that's running through your mind before we go into the shield of faith? Anything hitting you?
The peace of God is always going to be the one thing to guide you, just like the conviction versus the condemnation. If you have anxiety about decision making, someone asked me a couple of weeks ago, how do you know it's the right decision? I said, you have to go with the peace.
Ooh, I love it.
If there's so much turmoil when you're trying to make a decision, how can it be God?
Oh, I love it.
You know, it can't.
Do that again. This is critical. When you're saying out there, how do I know? Do that again.
How do you know when you're making a decision if it's God or it's not God? Well, you have to go with peace because He is our peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And if there's turmoil, it can't be God. It just can't be. You know, you may be struggling because you don't want to really obey God, but you're not going to be able to shake it because it will bring peace. When you obey God, it will bring it.
That peace will come when you obey God.
Yes.
That's so good. Yeah. Okay, so here's our little, not little, here's our big Roman soldier. Paul's in that prison cell. I love that you taught us about that. Paul's in that prison cell. He's eyeballing that Roman soldier.
Yep.
He says, that Roman soldier has this belt on of truth. That Roman soldier has this huge breastplate on of righteousness, right standing with God. That Roman soldier wears these shoes with these studs on the bottom that give a firm foundation. Right. He called them the shoes of peace.
Right.
Melanie, he then noticed that there would be a shield that the Roman soldier would use.
Right.
He called it a shield of faith. Why don't you take us into that for
okay.
a little bit?
Well, he says, above all, take the shield of faith in Ephesians 6:16. Above all, because that shield, the way it was constructed, what I read, it was pretty big. It
yes.
was like 4 feet.
A door, I remember yeah. reading.
Uh-huh. 4 feet long and 3 feet wide, and it protected those vital parts of your body. Okay, so there's all kinds of shields, but this was the armor that he said, above all, because you have to have faith.
You
got to have faith that you can't please God. And we need faith to be a Christian anyway, to you know. But anyway, what I love about the shield of faith is that it, as big as it was, they covered it in leather and soaked it in water so that when the enemy had the arrows, the fiery darts, we talk about the fiery darts of the enemy coming against us. When those fiery darts, they put a combustible liquid around them and lit them. And so if the enemy came at him with the fiery darts and it hit their shield, which was covered with water, the analogy for us is the water of the Word.
Word of God.
What did it do? It just went,
puff of smoke.
That's it. It was inactive. It didn't work. See? So I like to think of, do y'all remember the movie Braveheart? Mel Gibson did the
it's
movie.
It's one of my sister's favorites.
Okay. Do you remember they went out to battle? There were hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them, and they all lined up with their shields, and it was a wall. It was a big wall of protection. They went side by side with all their shields. When you get into a battle and you can't manage it on your own, what do? You call people of like faith and you say, I need you to join with me and believe with me. So what we're doing in the spirit realm is that we're joining our faith like a big shield and brave heart.
Wow.
Which protects us. You know, there's always strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get weak. Mm-hmm. We need help. Mm-hmm. And we have that help.
I love that you talked about the size. You're absolutely right.
It's big.
It's not just this, it's not cute, ooh, you know, that your kids wore to have a cute costume.
Right.
That shield of faith, it covers us.
Above all. Take Ephesians 6:16, take the shield of faith. I mean, they're all connected.
Yes.
You have to believe, you have to know the word, but you have to have faith. Without faith, how can we have this walk?
You can't.
So we all need to be soaked in the water of the word.
Got it.
Okay, when the fiery darts come,
yes,
it's just going to be, we're going to have peace. It's going to be not effective because...
It'll turn into smoke. Nothing happens.
Nothing. Because we made that choice to believe God.
To walk in our faith. And believe and rely on.
That's right.
Rather than sight. Oh no, an arrow. Oh no. We say, shield.
Rise up.
Don't you picture that?
Shield.
Shield of faith comes up.
That's right.
Man. All right. So that was two on the first show, two on this show. Right. We're going to close this out for now. We have two more to go. Hope you're loving this. Each piece of armor, you'll be seeing it on the screen as well, which will really help give that picture. But man, you know what else I keep thinking of? And I'm going to get to this in the last show, but you think about the shield and you're talking about the shoes. I like that it's all Christ, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all God.
Yeah.
You say, well, do you put it on and take it off? Great question. Aha, you thought you didn't know I was asking. You didn't know that I knew you were asking that. You wear him every day.
All the time.
Melanie, part of what, this is just coming to me, part of what Paul did in Ephesians is, remember, seated in Christ, walking it out, having done all to stand, you're standing it fully in your armor. Main thing there too is you've put off the old man.
Yes.
You've put off that old before salvation person and you're putting on Christ.
Right.
Every single day, I like how you said in the first show, you're waking up aware of, I'm not doing this on my own. I got my shield. You got to face something today. Put on Christ. He's already in you. He's already there. I hope you understand what we're doing with these semantics. Mm-hmm. You're putting them on. You put up that shield of faith. You're not going in alone.
No.
You got a whole shield of faith who is Christ covering you. And you say, let's go, God. Pull up your belt of truth. Get the truth in you before you got to go to that appointment or that whatever's frightening you. Amen. Hope you're good. I think it's coming across.
Yes, I think it is too.
Hope so. Hey, we have one more show. And we love all of you. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Okay. Let's pray. I'll just pray collectively. Father, I just pray for the listening audience, the viewing audience, that they're getting this, God, that you have equipped us with everything we might need for this journey. Every piece of armor represents God's in some point. And Father, we are equipped. What strong reminders for all of us to put on Christ.
Amen.
Get rid of the old thinking. Get rid of the old fear. Get rid of the old, because now we're clothed in God. Thank you, Father, for the privilege that we get to do it and we're sharing that out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So folks, look, if you haven't subscribed, please do so. Just click that little subscribe button. You'll never miss a show. And if you'd like to give and be a part of us, what you do, you just are part of it. And we could certainly use it. Go to anadonyministries.com. We do a lot of talking this morning. Click the donate button, and we surely appreciate it. So for now, my little friend, we sign off. We're coming back for one more show on this armor of God. We will see you, and we will see you next time. Amen.